Hello listeners, before going to today's podcast, I want to tell you something. Learning or practicing, which is important? Yes, both are important as their way. But I prefer learning along with practicing. And practicing along with learning. Both are very effective. Do practice it and do learn it, do succeed. That's what I want to tell. Let's go into episode. Stock market, one of the fascinating industries around the world. I prefer to say it as industry because it performs several operations just like an industry does. But what is the stock market is? What is the main purpose? What the stock market does? The stock market simply buys. The stock market is a place in which we can buy or sell the shares of a company that was listed on the stock exchange. That was simply a stock market does. But what is a share? A share is a part of a company, or you can say part ownership of a company. The more number of shares you held with yourself, the more partnership of you in the company. That's what stock market is. Stock market is mainly for attracting the investors and the people to get invested in the particular company. That's the main purpose of stock market. If you own shares, you will get a part of a company. But why do companies do that? Why do companies give profits to yourself? But why do they enter stock market? Because there may be several reasons. They want a capital expenditure to improve the company or introduce a new product into the markets. Maybe they have debts, or maybe they have to repay that. Why do companies go for stock market instead of banks for raising capital? There may be of several reasons, but let me tell you one or two major things why company go for stock market. I want you to assume that you started a company and you wanted 1 crore capital for your new venture. You have two options before you. First one is banks and second one is a bunch of people. The first one, banks ask you for 12% interest per annum, and second one, people ask about 5 to 10% of your company share. What option would you choose? Maybe it will be difficult for you right now. Let me tell you another reason. If your company go on profit, you pay the bank along with bank loans along with the interest in the first option, in the banks. What if the company goes on loss? The banks would come for your losses? Obviously it doesn't. It doesn't care about your losses or your profits too. It wants only their interest along with their capital to be repaid. That's what banks do. That's what bank businesses. They want their interest, their dues if have any, and they want their capital. In the second scenario, if you go for the bunch of people, if the company doesn't become successful or company collapses for so and so reasons, the loss occurred, what will the bunch of people do? As a shareholders, they promised. You promise them the shares of a company. They have both responsibility for both your profits along with their losses. If the company doesn't become successful or company goes on collapse, the loss of the company must have to be faced by the shareholders. The company loss also reflects the shareholders' loss. That's what shareholders do. They are responsible for both profits and loss of the company. They take profits if the company has, the account losses if the company had losses. That's how the stock market, that's how the shareholding system works. That's why majority of the companies or the major companies prefer shareholding system instead of getting loans from the banks. That's why companies go for stock market instead of banks. Hope you understand. I am new to podcasting. Ignore my mistakes or ignore my background noises or ignore my grammatical mistakes. I am improving myself daily. I am working hard for creating this podcast. I will work more harder in the upcoming days. I will promise to get you more interesting and more facts about the stock market. Hope you understand. Be with me. Grow with me. Love you all. Have a great future. Thank you.